Well, I think we put them in a situation where obviously they had to throw the ball, to try to create a first down. I think our coach did a great job of putting us in the right position to capitalize on opportunities. And I think we just did that. You know, we capitalized on opportunities. Defensive line did a great job putting some pressure on them, forced some throws. Guys did a great job of playing their technique, playing their assignment, and also playing beyond the X's and O's. On certain routes, he was staring down his targets. But like I said, I think guys play phenomenal technique. They was in the right position at the right time. And then offense going out there and doing a phenomenal job they did, running points up on the board. You know, it forced them, you know, to try to go out there and pass the ball more frequently.
How did the
chemistry work with Quinton? Oh, it was good. You know, it was a short week. You know, we were scratching our heads out there a couple of times, but it went good. You know, I couldn't be happier for Quinn. You know, he finally got an opportunity. I think he made the best of it today, you know, making plays and being in the right position at the right time. And like I say, the chemistry's good. You know, obviously there's a lot of work to be done on both sides, on my behalf and as well as his. But we'll get it done. You know, we'll get it done. And like I say, you know, this is a collective effort. You know, up front, linebackers, defensive backs, and I think we did a phenomenal job today. Nah, Larry will be fine. You know, he's a star, man. You know, he's a star. I think he's worked his butt off, you know, all through training camp to be in the position that he is today. So, you know, while other people may not know what he's capable of, you know, we know. We see him out there every day. And it started in training camp, you know, with him winning the position, and he's earned that right. So, you know, I told him, you know, just keep climbing. You know, just keep climbing. He's a very humble guy. He's a low-key guy. Doesn't say much at all. He just goes out there and performs. You know, like I said, this is a long season. You know, this is a long season, and everyone is impatient. I think we're more impatient than anyone else. Of course, we want to go out there and win right away, but, you know, unfortunately, it wasn't on our side. It wasn't our time. Right now, we're still gelling. We still have a long ways to go. Right now, we're just finally putting together some good football, you know, on both sides of the ball, and we're working collectively as a group. So, you know, we're benefiting from one another. You know, offense is benefiting from our turnovers. We're benefiting from them keeping the drives going. Putting points on the board, allowing us to create more turnovers. So this is a team effort. You know, this is what Coach Coughlin, this is what he preaches on. You know, when times are tough and down, you know, we have to make sure we stick together. So that's always been our motto.
Asked Bowman what it's like going against a quarterback turning it over like that. He said it's like Christmas. What did you feel like back there going against Cousins?
It's Christmas. You know, that's what it is. You know, that's what you want games like that. You know, you want games where you're playing ahead, and the other team is trying to play catch up. You know they have to force the ball. They're trying to, you know, make the long throws and complete long passes, and it gives the defense, you know, more opportunities to create turnovers. So, you know, like you said, it's like Christmas. But you know, Kirk Cousins, he's been doing a phenomenal job in the offense. You know, you can't take anything from him. I think he's been running that offensive, you know, efficiently. I think he's been right on point. I mean, you know, in the last 2 weeks, the guy scored over 70 points, so he must be doing something right. So. You can't take credit away from him. You know, he's a great quarterback. I think he's going to be an up-and-rising star in this league, you know, at some point soon when he gets more opportunities. But, you know, we just came out on top today. You know, we were just a better team today.
A couple of the guys did say that they noticed on film that he might have been looking at his targets a little bit longer. Did that help you out a little bit to be able to maybe get jumped?
All right, Colby.
You know, we just went out there and tried to make plays. When opportunity presented itself, we just made sure we captured it, captured the moment, and we played together. You know, we all left some plays out there. I know I left two or three plays out there that I could have been better. I could have made plays on. And you know, it's a short week. You know, it's a lot on your mind. You're trying to gather all this information within really like a 3-day span. So you know, it's tough. You know, your body is still sore. You're still tough. But you know, the tough man wins the game. And you know, we were the tougher team today. It's like watching the son grow up. You know, it's a great feeling. You know, I couldn't be more happier for, you know, Prince, for Tremaine McBride, who I think played a phenomenal game today. Quentin Demps, you know, capitalizing, making the best of his opportunity once he stepped on the field. You know, I love seeing my team perform, you know, way more than myself. You know, as long as these guys are good and they're making the plays and they're enjoying the spotlight, I mean, I can't ask for much more.